Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Berwick BMW offers convenient servicing for your BMW with next day availability and multiple transportation options. Step into the new financial year with Blunston's work and safety range.
The Run Home with Andy and Gazy.
If he wants to be Jordan Ngoe, that's fine and that's what he will get to. If he wants to be the best, if he wants to be Nick Dacos, he's got to have his training standards
to a level.
Because I'm seeing him in the last 5 minutes of a game. I don't know what his training standards
are. Say he's not fit enough.
I'm saying that was a concern for me to see how out on his feet he was late in a game that was nowhere near as high pressure as the Collingwood one after a week off with 5 minutes to go that he had to come off the ground. I don't know whether he was injured. Because he came back on the ground. So he's not injured, he's cramping. And a cramp is a sign of conditioning after a week off.
He's seven games in, Kane.
Yeah, I understand that, Goss. That doesn't mean that you just are happy with where you're at. By no means is this stinging criticism. I think it is a player who would ask himself the question, am I fully prepared right now to play out 120 minutes of football? And that game was up for grabs in the balance, and he just couldn't go, Goss. You saw him. He couldn't run, came off for 4 minutes, and they had to put him back deep forward. And I think that's fair and reasonable criticism, regardless of the fact of how long he's been in the system for.
Well, I think it's pretty clear now that the Bulldogs need to make the finals. If they don't make the finals, I don't think Luke Beveridge will be there next year. He knows it. The club knows it.
The problem with Luke and my criticism on it is it gets to this point where you're in all sorts of trouble at midway through the year and his best side then gets played. And that's what the problem. Then they come home with a rush when he's got... Common sense prevails and you play your best players. I think Dale should be in the best team. Caleb Daniels should be in the best team. We've done that 1,000 times over, but then you get to a point of asking all these players, do you want to be here? And it'll be interesting to see whether they then say, off the back of Draper's comments, what he said last week, OK, I'm going to leave if Luke is still the coach. I'll stay if he's moved on with a fresh start. There's so much for them to work through from this point.
Just the one thing I can't cop is the continuous... downplaying expectations, because you don't get in Caulfield and Harms and Sanders and trade away your first pick in this year's draft if you think you're in a rebuilding phase. But I listen to Luke Beveridge and the way that he talks, it's like a rebuilding coach. I'm like, you got Treloar, you got Dale, you got Bontempelli, you got Libba, you got Norton, you got Darcy, you got Hugo Hagen. Like, no team has as many weapons as the Western Bulldogs, yet they front up and play against a team on average that is 2 years younger and lose the unlosable game.
Narrative shift, big statements are made and pylons take place. There's a bit going on in all
lose
of that.
Lose the unlosable game. Hang on, we've just, after all that, was very interesting radio, but then the last sentence that just came out, just popped that a little drive-by for the Hawkies.
Well, you didn't tip them. You said if there's a 40-60 game, I'm tipping Hawthorn. If they're 40-60, I'm tipping Hawthorn. Well, you clearly didn't think that was a 40-60
game. Well, I'm not sure my people
in.
Got the message of the how I wanted to to make
Well, maybe your people should be taken out of the equation, and maybe you should do your tipping from now on if you're not happy with them.
Well, I would have tipped them.
Who?
Hawthorn.
Well,
I have a very collegiate approach to my tipping.
Your tips were in the paper, and under your name it said the Western Bulldogs. Well, not the Western Bulldogs, it said Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, well, I
Well, you can't just rewrite history, Keith. I mean, it's there in black and white. It's there in print. I mean, all the news that's fit to print, it's in the biggest selling daily newspaper in Australia for 600,000 people or whatever their daily circulation is. It's there for us all to see, Keith.
I've backed my team, and you're right. Wish I had tipped them. Probably would have tipped them, but I didn't tip them.
You just need to take a leaf out of Ken Hinckley's book here. Others may have been fundamental in the decision to play Connor Rozee.
That's right, I'm
doing. But he took full responsibility.
I'm taking full
unequivocally
responsibility.
There's a bit of equivocation about you right now.
Well, I don't want there to be. I fully accept that I didn't tip him. But
Hawthorn wins again.
But when you talk about expectations, and it was interesting to hear those comments because there was an article, was it Jake Nile? I was reading it today. In regards, he did this anonymous survey of from other teams because he wanted to get the appropriate feedback. About
survey says
about what they thought of the list of the Western Bulldogs.
Oh, okay,
and
right,
did they think it was a top four list? Zero of them, of the ones that he was consulting, zero of them thought they were top four list. And most of them were in between, say, very best case scenario, fifth, and more likely to be just outside. So hopefully I'm getting that right because I read it some time ago. But I know it was 5 to 13.
And you've had an early start.
I've had an early start.
Yeah, because you played golf with the Copes.
But the point I know I've got correct, and that is the expectation was not – this was not a team that's going to be contending for a flag. But yet I think there are a lot of people out there that are evaluating this Bulldogs team with that expectation that they were going to be knocking on the door and this is going to be a team that was going to – perhaps things need to go right.
Yeah.
To give it, you know, that they could potentially be a top four or five team. Well, the so-called experts, and I think, again, I can't remember exactly, I think it was 7 of them, anonymous. But if they are actually the bona fides of are fair, which I assume they would be, then does that change your perspective at all about where they're at? They've won 3 games. Now, I know that they haven't. You know, they've
the Hawthorn loss was
a bit of a hit last week.
Yeah, the Hawthorn loss, with all due respect to the Hawthorn, and they played as well as they played all year.
But you're blaming the coach. Now, maybe it's system and maybe it's selection and it's getting the boys fired up, all those things. But, mate, how many they almost set a world record for turnovers.
But you know how it works. You know how it works. That is, what you're saying is right, 24 back-half turnovers.
It was something crazy.
It was 24 back-half turnovers, and Hawthorn kicked 8-4 off those back-half turnovers. So you are
There you go. There's the data.
You are right. Players like Jason Johannesson are kicking balls.
Along
the ground, straight to Hawthorn players, unmanned, turn around, bang, see you later.
And then wasn't the greatest of efforts to try and make that tackle either. And that was a big goal.
So does that somewhere in the ether, somewhere in the totality of your assessment of the performance of the team?
Yes.
So you blame the players for I think you're saying the coach can't do anything about that.
Well, there's got to be shared responsibility
This is how it works.
Right.
This is how it works. The fundamentally frustrating thing about the Western Bulldogs, I guess, from a Western Bulldogs supporter's perspective, not that you or I are one of those, is that since they got back into the finals under Bevo in his first year, they've gone 8th, 1st, 10th, 13th, 7th, 8th, 2nd, 8th, 9th, and now they feel like they're in a bit of quicksand again right now. They haven't been able to – what are they doing? Like, why can't they get there and stay there? Why do they have to have these – major peaks and troughs. And
okay.
Why is that happening?
Let me.
I imagine that would be a major frustration if I was a dog supporter. You look around the league and you look at all these other teams that get up, Richmond, Geelong, Sydney, and I know they're not them. Hawthorn before them. They get up there and they stay there for 4, 5, 6, 7 years min.
All right. I'll give you a hypothetical. If you were a Bulldogs fan before Bevo comes on and say, listen, over the next 10 years, we're going to have some highs and we're going to have some lows. In that high, you're going to get to the granny one year and you're going to win a flag the other.
I'm taking it.
You're taking it.
Taking it.
And on top of what we're seeing right now, it's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
They win, when you talk about the unlosable, if they had a one, what many considered to be unlosable last year against the Eagles.
Yeah, their last
they
nine,
sneak
yeah.
into the finals. Okay, let's say they put up a gallon effort, losing the first round of the finals, and you have exactly the same. So this year, nothing else changes.
Yep.
Are we talking about Bevo, if he loses to Richmond, he's going to get the Khyber? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that there'll be some rumblings.
Yeah, don't know.
I think there'd be, you know, some discontent and some question marks, but I'm not sure that that would be the case, when really,
what's the
difference between finishing just out or
I know, because you want to get in and you want to have a crack. That's the difference.
I understand, but as far as your overall approach to building your team and your assessment of your coaching, it's somewhat tweedledee tweedledum, isn't it?
A bit namby-pamby.
Namby-pamby.
It's a bit namby-pamby. Even though that's not quite right.